Welcome to the OneCoolTip.com podcast for August 16th, 2015, Season 1, Episode 4. I'm Roger Mansfield, the host of the One Cool Tip Show. If this is your first time here, welcome, and thank you for joining us. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back. Our podcast this week will cover cool tech news and highlight the cool tech tips that were posted out on www.onecooltip.com for the past week. We will cover tip topics including Apple's personal assistant Siri, Microsoft's new Windows 10 operating system, the Associated Press's News and Movie Tone Archives, Microsoft Excel, Google's time-wasting Pac-Man game, a cool Chrome browser privacy tip, and finally, a throwback tip for the Subway app. We hope that you enjoy the show. Now, we have some very cool announcements this week on One Cool Tip. First, the OneCoolTip.com podcast is now playing on TuneIn Radio. Do you know about TuneIn? TuneIn is the best radio site on the net. It streams thousands of radio stations, great music, sports, and news from real radio stations from around the world. You can find it online at www.tunein.com, and TuneIn is spelled T-U-N-E-I-N, so TuneIn.com. Now, we've covered TuneIn on the One Cool Tip site in the past. There are TuneIn apps for both Apple iOS and Google Android, as well as just listening online at their website. Most of their streams are from actual physical radio stations in major and minor markets across the country and the world. You can listen to the local pop music stations in New York City, the local news stations in Los Angeles, or the techno-pop radio stations from London, England. And now you can listen to the One Cool Tip podcast show on TuneIn Radio. Just use the search function to look for One Cool Tip. Or check the One Cool Tip site. We have a link in the right-hand column. You can favorite our channel so you can have it handy when you want to hear the latest One Cool Tip show. Another tip we have this week about One Cool Tip is there's a new support page on the site. This page, found in the right-hand column under the home link, lists the support pages for major hardware, software, and net web services companies. So check here to find links to get to customer support pages for companies like Apple, Google, Sony, Hewlett-Packard, and more. We'll be constantly updating this reference, so check back when you need to search out more technical help. Now, next up, cool tech news. This week, the really big tech news in the world, of course, is Google's reorganization. That's right, Google is reorganizing itself. Google will have a new parent holding company called Alphabet. Well, why is this? Well, Google wants to avoid the fate of most large tech companies. One only has to look at Microsoft to see the writing on the wall for Google. Fortunately, Googlers, yes, that's what they call themselves, Googlers, are taking action to avoid the fate that has befallen tech giants like Microsoft, IBM, DEC, Kodak, Hewlett-Packard, and others. Large companies that failed to change in time and were overtaken by new technologies and smaller and more nimbler companies. Google has created a new holding company called Alphabet, which will have Google and all of its non-web search companies underneath. So the driverless car company, internet device companies, they'll all have a home under the parent company, but not under Google itself. This move makes a lot of sense to position Alphabet to be more than a web search company in the future. All Google stock will convert to Alphabet stock. The new company can be found online at abc.xyz. The stock will still trade as Goog, G-O-O-G. Google closed at $657.12, which is up from before the news. So now let's move on to highlights of One Cool Tip for the week. We had a number of great cool tech tips this week, several of them from recent tech support encounters, so they are real-life examples. So let's go through them. First, Siri, what planes are overhead? This proved to be a wildly popular page this week with thousands of views. It's a simple trick that Siri can do. when you see planes above you or on the horizon, just ask Siri, what planes are overhead? You'll get information all about the planes in the skies, the manufacturer, the model, the airlines, the flight numbers, the altitude. It's a great tip next time you're outside and you're looking up and wondering what those planes are. Another tip we had was on AP releases historical videos. Now, this is cool. Now, it's not really cool. It's amazing cool. The Associated Press released 155,000 video clips on their AP and British Movietone YouTube channels this week. So what are these? Well, these are video clips of short news reels that played before movies. These were usually played before movies before the advent of television, and even some before the advent of radio. For example, there's one that shows the Titanic rescue. This is an amazing collection. Snapshots in time of major historical events from around the world. Everything from the 1906 San Francisco earthquake to the Hindenburg disaster to the Los Angeles Watts riots. So check out the cool tip to learn how you can view these amazing videos. Our next tip was on Windows 10 shortcuts for the keyboard. If you have upgraded to Windows 10, you'll know that it's a much better product than its predecessors. Yes, I'm talking to you, Windows 7 and Windows 8. There are a number of helpful keyboard shortcuts you can use, and so we're showing you our top 5 Windows 10 shortcuts, and here they are. Windows X brings up a very helpful menu that you can access to get to programs, to get to the task manager, the search screen, return to the desktop, and log out, restart, or even shut down. And that's on the keyboard. You press the Windows key there to the left of the spacebar, and the letter X, and the menu will pop up. Windows Q lets you access Cortana for a voice command. Windows S lets you access Cortana for a keyboard query. Windows I lets you access the Windows 10 settings window very quickly. Windows A lets you access the Action Center. Now, the Action Center alerts you to system notices, so you really do want to look there and see if Windows 10 is alerting you to anything important. And so all of that you can find out on the website this week. Now, if you use Excel, you know you can really slow down if your hands are on the keyboard and then you have to go over to the mouse. So there's a lot of keyboard functions you can use. And one of our coolest tips is you can select a data set in Excel very quickly. And to do this, you just click once in any cell in the data set, and then you press and hold the Control plus the Shift plus the asterisk key, and that will select the entire data set. Maybe you're going to change the formatting, maybe you're even going to delete it, or change the font somehow. Anyway, that's a real quick tip. It's the Control plus the Shift plus the asterisk key. So that's your tip for using Excel just a little faster this week. Now, we're going to probably contribute to a little bit of lost productivity with this other tip called playing Google's Pac-Man. Now, do you have Pac-Man fever? Well, let Google help you with a game of Pac-Man. This Google Doodle came out in 2010 and still has it available online, but it's a bit hidden. So you can check out the cool tip on our site and see how you can play this game of Pac-Man, again, with the keyboard up, down, left, right, all that stuff. But it's the Pac-Man board is centered around a Google logo. So a little bit of fun. Just don't let the boss know about that. A tip that's really important for privacy and security as well is that you do want to be able to clear out your Chrome browsing data. And so we show you this quick keyboard trick to do that. You know, every time you use your browser collects information that it stores on the PC. Pictures that it sees, cookies, the history of what websites you go to. Now, the easiest way to stop this is to only browse in private or incognito mode. And with the Chrome browser, Control-Shift-N starts a new private browsing session. But what happens if you want to clear your history when you've used a normal window? Well, for the Chrome browser, just press and hold the Control key, the Shift key, and the Delete key, and a screen will pop up that will let you choose which data you want to delete. You can delete the browsing history, the download history, cookies, cached images and files, and passwords, and some other options as well. You can also delete this information from time to time just to clear up space on your hard drive, and that's especially true for the cached images option. So protect your privacy a little bit, protect your security, learn how to be able to delete your browsing data, and that's Control-Shift-Delete. If you need more information, go check out the tip on the website. And this week we've got a throwback tip, and that's to use the Subway app. I told you that I really hate to wait in line at restaurants, and that includes fast food and casual fast food too. It can be way too annoying, especially when people stand in line for 15 minutes looking at a board menu and then still can't figure out what to order. So I especially like this cool tip when eating at Subway. Just use their new app. It's available for both iPhone and Android. You can also now, and this is pretty recent, order on their website. You place your order ahead of time and then you just go pick it up at the cashier. I often will do this before I leave the office, and sometimes even from the comfort of my car in the parking lot if I see the place is crazy busy at lunchtime. It's a lot less frustrating than standing in line while all these people and their precious snowflake children cannot figure out what they want to order. So you can custom order to make your sandwich the way you want it, and it's actually easier for the employees because they have a written list of how you want your sandwich. No more trying to have to shout above the noisy restaurant to let them know you want pickles. I said pickles. And that's it. It's fast and it's easy. Don't wait in line again at Subway. Read the full tip at onecooltip.com and get your app for your mobile device. You will really find this to be really quite helpful. That's it for this week's Cool Tech Tip podcast. Thank you for joining us. A big thank you for our podcast theme from podcastthemes.com. And of course, Dubious Legal Services from Dewey Cheatham. Check out the very cool tips at onecooltip.com. You can find One Cool Tip on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, that site that sounds like MyTunes from Apple Inc., and at www.onecooltip.com. This is Roger Mansfield. Have a very cool week, and remember, keep your eyes on the screen.